AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House are celebrating after pushing through their sweeping social and climate bill following months of divisions. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's a big win for the people.
Number two Democrat Steny Hoyer says the $1.85 trillion bill will make lives better, improving education, health care, job opportunities through major shifts in federal policies.
We'll be telling our children and grandchildren that we were here this day.
After a near party line vote where one Democrat joined all Republicans in opposing the bill, it now goes to the Senate, where it's all but certain to face significant changes. But neither House Speaker Nancy Pelosi nor South Carolina's Jim Clyburn say they're worried.
We think we got a good bill. They think they can make it better. And let them go at it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says President Biden will briefly transfer power to Vice President Kamala Harris when he undergoes a routine colonoscopy at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center outside Washington. The Food and Drug Administration opened up coronavirus booster shots to all adults, letting them choose another dose. It expands the government's booster campaign to shore up protection and get ahead of rising coronavirus cases that may worsen over the holidays. The jury at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Wisconsin began deliberating for a fourth day. Prosecutors argued against a defense request for a mistrial. Rittenhouse is on trial for killing two men and wounding a third during a turbulent night of protest last year in Kenosha. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland has declared the word squaw to be a derogatory term. She's taking steps to remove the term from use by the federal government and to replace other existing derogatory place names. Haaland is the first Native American to hold a cabinet position. Big losses so far for the Dow, big gains for the NASDAQ. This is AP News. A rare first printing of the Constitution sold at auction for an eye-popping amount of money.
It's one of only 13 known copies of the first printing of the Constitution and one of only two in private hands. It sold Thursday night at Sotheby's in New York for, ready? $43.2 million. We don't know who bought it. The buyer is remaining anonymous. Sotheby's calls the auction a monumental and historic occasion. A spokesman saying the auction result reflects how relevant the Constitution remains. Not only in America, he says, but for global democracy. I'm Rita Foley.
The decades-long odyssey to find the remains of former Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa apparently has turned to a former New Jersey landfill that sits below an elevated highway. A spokeswoman says the FBI obtained a search warrant to conduct a site survey underneath the Pulaski Skyway. Hoffa's disappearance has been unsolved for more than 45 years. Ed Donahue, AP News.